Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
This segment of the show is brought to you by the Values Institute and features Mark Cameras, who's the president of M-Vision Consulting. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Bill, for having me on.
This is a very interesting topic we're going to get into about next chapter businesses. But before we get into that, our listeners always like to hear a little bit about your background and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I was born and raised on the West Side in Los Angeles. Nothing of significance until I went to UC Berkeley for my undergraduate degree, which I got in psychology. And during that time, I started teaching part-time at a private school. I spent 5 years after I graduated traveling overseas, Africa, the subcontinent, Central Europe, and South America. I tell folks that was my first PhD. Even though I haven't gotten a university to give me credit for that one.
Travel is a great educator.
When I returned, I got my master's in human development at Harvard and worked with community organizations focused on helping young adults develop work and life skills. After my master's, I took another couple of years and worked both in the U.S. and abroad doing social services and community development as a consultant for non-governmental organizations. I returned to California in 1995 and got my PhD in human information processing at UC San Diego, and had two areas of focus in my doctorate. One was in leadership development, and the second one was in the development of expertise.
Well, that's fascinating. And what was your anticipation? What field were you looking at with your education, thinking about going into?
I'm going to be perfectly honest with you, Bill. My idea was to be working at either the World Bank or the Agency for Education Development. I moved out to San Diego with what would be my wife in a year. And a year later, she decided we weren't going to go to Washington, D.C., and so I was going to come up with a new career for myself.
I see. So, yeah, all that experience gave you international outlook on everything going on in the world. So it really teed you up for that, but it also gave you a broad outlook on what's going on all over the world. What kinds of things did you see happening that were interesting to you?
Well, part of the journey, I would say, was really looking at the human condition as a person oriented around human development. What are some of the experiences we all have in common, and what are we all trying to do to improve our lot and improve the lot of other people?
That's great. Yeah, I mean, I can imagine with all your education, with those and that mind and those eyes on all the things going on in the world, the things that you were thinking as you saw all of that must have just been fascinating, Mark. So how did you start M-Vision Consulting?
Okay. I had spent my first 22 years in education. I had taught fifth grade through graduate school, including a stint here at the School of Education at UC Irvine, and then a number of years at UC San Diego in the communication department. I knew I had 7 years during my PhD to figure out what I was going to do next in my life. As I said, we had determined we would stay in San Diego. And I started a company called HR by the Hour, which was an HR consulting and outsourcing firm with a couple of partners. We ran that for 3 years, and then I learned firsthand why 80% of partnerships dissolve within 3 years.
Okay.
So as we were working on building that business, I was credentialed at the Center for Creative Leadership as an executive coach, and I started working with Fortune 500 and Fortune 1000 business leaders. And I was working towards, as in the HR consulting business, helping small and medium-sized business owners really build up their business. As I exited the partnership, I began M-Vision Consulting when I saw a number of leaders in corporate America who were ready for a change, either interested in doing something in addition or interested in doing something in instead. And I was able to tell them back then, if you figure out what you want to do, I can help you grow it.
Okay. So, and that's what M-Vision does now, right?
And that's it. M-Vision helps people figure out what they're going to do And then, as again, one of the things that I do as part of my coaching practice is help people become more successful in their business.
And for our listeners who are over age 50, and some of them are winding down their businesses that they've been working in for 20 or 30 years, how can you help them to identify new potential opportunities out there? How do you do that?
Okay. Well, I say when we take a look at the market of the 50, 60-year-olds, most people are interested in winding down, but they're not interested in winding down their lives. And so they're looking for something else to do, something that might be different or even similar, oftentimes on a smaller scale than what they've already done. And so the key is, if they are interested in keeping their hands in the business world, finding something that's appropriate for where they are in their lives at this particular point in time, moving forward then another 3, 5, 7, or maybe 10 years.
So not retiring, but rewiring, if you will.
And absolutely. Trying to,
okay, so they've got all the experience of what they've done, and now they're saying, okay, I want something maybe that isn't so with involves so many people or so much complication, but I still want to do something productive with my time.
That's right.
And so what do you help them go through an assessment or analysis?
Absolutely.
Okay. With your background, I mean, it sounds like you're the perfect person for
Absolutely. We help people figure out really what is next in that next chapter of their career, and we have a method for doing so. We're looking to see if people really want to become entrepreneurs and start another business from scratch, or would they prefer to be something we call frantrepreneurs, which is actually to get into an existing business with an existing model and be a part of a partnership where people are committed to helping you succeed. In other words, folks that want to be in business for themselves but not by themselves.
Not start from scratch, but start with a standard operating procedures book that's been put together that already works.
That's right. So they don't have to think so much, they just have to implement.
Okay, now you figure out, okay, this is a frantrepreneur, right? Is that the right term?
That's the right term.
And so I'm a frantrepreneur. Now what? Where do I go? There's so many. How many franchise opportunities are there out there? Any idea what's going on out
there? In any given year, you know, there could be anywhere between 2,750 and 3,000. You know, they say...
Oh, that's not very many.
Not
so that's
very
easy.
Many. So that's easy. And they say, you know, in 3 years, 75% of the ones that start are gone. So I typically say about 2,750 companies. And some say that's 295 business categories that are represented by the franchise world. Some say a lot less. In the meantime, there's plenty of different kinds of opportunities, and most people aren't aware of what those opportunities are.
Well, that's fascinating, and we're going to come back and talk about that in just a second. We're talking with Mark Cameras of M-Vision Consulting. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, Mark, I'm going to ask you for some stories and tips and ideas and precautions for our listeners. We'll be right back after this message.
Are you too young to end your working career in your 50s or 60s? Consider the multiple options available to people interested in business ownership. With over 3,000 companies in 150 business categories, M-Vision Consulting can help you find a new business that fits your current lifestyle, career, and financial goals and maximizes your skill sets. Your mind, skills, and experience are too valuable to waste. Call Mark Cameras at 877-230-2827. That's 877-230-2827.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. And at the end of the day, the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. So United Way is asking you to make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge now at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, friends. Just a reminder that we've interviewed dozens of advisors on a wide variety of topics, and you'll find all of their interviews and highlights online at exitcoachradio.com or on iTunes. And I'm talking with Mark Cameras, president of M-Vision Consulting. Fascinating first segment, Mark. Thanks very much for that.
Thank you, Bill.
Let's talk about how you... Well, give us a couple stories about someone that's maybe come to you and said, here's where I am, and how did you help them What was the outcome? So our listeners can get an idea of an actual kind of a case study, if you will.
Okay. Well, just to begin, the typical person that I'm working with is usually between the ages of 45 and 65. And they are in a transitional period of their life. We talked about chapters in their lives. They're sort of towards the third part of their book. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll give you an example of a couple of people that fit that category. I was working with someone up in the Pacific Northwest. We call him Jim. Jim was a disabled vet who was semi-retired at the age of 54. When we met, he was working part-time providing marketing and sales for designers and manufacturers of tanks, trailers, fueling, and defueling equipment. During the winter, he was a volunteer member of a ski patrol at a resort a little less than 2 hours from his home.
Mm-hmm.
When we started talking, he was interested in manufacturing businesses, commercial equipment maintenance businesses, or auto repair businesses. And after exploring his various criteria and preferences for a business, we settled on a business-to-consumer computer repair business. He started that, I would say, about 3.5-4 years ago, and has since added a territory to his business and is now running that computer repair business in a couple of different territories.
That's great. So, is he happy?
Absolutely.
Because he took the time, kind of like you're the eHarmony.
I am the eHarmony of the business of the next chapter.
Of what's
right.
Next, right?
What's
that's
next.
I mean, taking that the time to learn about someone, especially with your background and everything, and then matching them with all the opportunities out there. What a great thing, Mark. That's fantastic. So, give us another story. What else do you have?
So, let me share a story about a guy that I was working with in Connecticut. His name was Roger. Roger had spent over 38 years in a variety of positions: operations manager, manufacturing manager, facilities manager. When we connected, he was working 6 to 7 days a week and was spending 12 to 14 hours per week in his car driving to and from work. Mm-hmm. He hadn't had a raise in 2.5 years. He figured if he was going to continue to work this hard, he would rather work for himself. He had an experience as a business owner in what I would call home repair. Did some painting and small sort of handyman jobs and ran that business for about 3 years. When the economy went down, you know, it was a little difficult for him to figure out how to do it on his own, and he packed up shop and went back to work. When we met, he was interested in gas stations, auto dealerships, restaurants, cleaners, cleaning businesses, and accounting services. What we settled on, and he had some experience in the food industry, was a healthy snacks food distribution business. Mm-hmm. He's since added his own products to the product line provided by the franchisor. He's been interviewed on NPR and has become a spokesperson for people who become business owners in their 60s.
That's fantastic. Now, when someone comes to you and they say, okay, here you have an assessment like we're talking about, and then they choose these categories just like you just laid out for us, and then you say, okay, how many choices do you typically bring back to them as far as numbers of franchises that might work for them?
Well, let me just share with you a little bit more detail about that assessment process.
Okay.
We're really focused on a person's business preferences, management preferences, financial criteria, skill sets, and just general business interests. So we're looking at, you know, do you want to sell a product? Do you want to sell a service? Do you want 3 employees or 30? Do you want blue-collar skilled, blue-collar unskilled? We really do an in-depth analysis of what it is that you'd most like in this business and what is the ideal job description. We talk about that after they filled out one of these questionnaires, and we really start to prioritize what it is that's most important for them in a business. Once we agree, then I go and do my job, which is, again, to bring 4, 5, maybe 6 different businesses that fit that criteria, that fit their profile.
I see. Okay. And at that point, now you've got a kind of a category or a catalog for each one, or some kind of an overview of each one. Each one might have a different financial commitment up front, a different amount of complexity that the owner might, well, I'm not so... But at least they're starting with a large number to look from, and you help them walk them through that. And do you also help them kind of feel what it might be like to own one of those businesses with, here's why you might like this one or why you might not like the other one?
The process, Bill, is really actually a little more refined. By the time we look at, 3, 4, 5, 6 businesses, it's going to be within the parameters that they've established in the assessment. So it's all going to be within this range of money. The job description might be primarily a marketing business, right? It's going to be a B2C marketing, you know, for somewhere between $100,000 and $350,000. So that's all organized. They'll then choose a few to look at, because it does take time to look at each concept. And as we go through that process, I'm helping them every step of the way. What are the questions that we need to ask? Who do we need to ask? When do we need to ask? What do we need to know in order to make a decision so that we feel competent and confident with what's going to happen once we decide which way to go?
Now, it's always nice to be face-to-face with someone when you're probably doing these assessments, but do you work with people all over the place? It seems like something you could do and would help anyone anywhere.
I do help anyone anywhere. I have clients that have been as far away as Argentina, Ecuador, Mexico, the Middle East. And for a variety of reasons, in terms of, you know, the direction Envision Consulting has taken over the years, I would say easily 95% of the people I work with are not in San Diego. So I do never actually see them.
Great to know. So give us a couple brief tips or ideas or precautions if someone were thinking about this and thinking, well, maybe I should look into this, but what else should I know or not know?
I think, you know, there's a few really important things. The first is you don't have to do this transition on your own. Get help. There's a lot of resources out there, right? Spend the time and spend the money, mm-hmm. right? So that you don't wind up in a business that you regret within a year or two or even 3 years. Time is money, and working with people like myself save you an awful lot of time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The second thing I would say is, you know, clarify your goals. If you're not going to do it with somebody's assistance, make sure you do it with a friend, a spouse, your family. What is it that you want? You know, I like to say people always take a look with the dream of business ownership, and you have to ask yourself, do you really want a restaurant, right? Do you really mm-hmm. want a coffee, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Kind of business. And most of the time, people don't. Mm-hmm. So clarify your preferences and be realistic, right? Think about your financial situation, right? Do you really want to spend $450,000 in order to make $80,000? Or would you rather spend $135,000 in order to make $80,000? So again, you know, don't just think bigger is better. Think really about what it is that you want to do. And especially if you're in that, you know, 50s, 60s, and this is moving on towards, you know, the end of the chapters, before you start, think about a strategic plan for the next 5 years.
What an incredible resource. I'm so glad you came on today. How do our listeners get in touch with you, Mark? What's the best way?
Well, the best way is to either check our website, which is www.mvisionconsulting.com. That's M as in Mary, V as in Vector, Envision Consulting. Or give us a call. Our number is 760-230-2827.
And if someone were to call you, would you just talk them through what your engagement might look like, or a few early questions, or how would that work?
Absolutely. We basically start by asking them where they are, what is it that they want to do, why business, why now, and then start to, you know, see if we can engage them and get them to take the assessment.
What a great resource for all of you out there that are thinking about your encore career, how you're going to rewire instead of retire. Call Mark Cameras. Mark, thanks so much for coming on to the show today. Really appreciate it. And we're going to take a short break, and please stay tuned. We'll be back right after this commercial.
Thanks, Bill.
At ExitCoachRadio.com, we're interviewing over 100 top advisors to get you one-minute tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new content daily at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute. Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.